वेलकम टू द प्रिंट पॉड। ज्योति मल्होत्रा, आवर सीनियर कंसल्टिंग एडिटर, रोट एन ओपिनियन पीस टाइटल्ड व्हाई जर्मन नेवल चीफ वांटेड वेस्ट टू रिस्पेक्ट पुटिन एंड व्हाट इंडिया चाइना हैव गॉट टू डू विद इट। आई एम रोहित यादव एंड आई ब्रिंग यू द पॉडकास्ट वर्जन ऑफ दिस आर्टिकल। व्हाट डज रशिया रियली वांट? Is Russia really interested in having a small, tiny strip of Ukraine soil to integrate into their country? I think Putin is putting pressure because he knows he can do it. He knows he can split the European Union. But what he really wants is respect. And my God, giving someone respect is low cost, even no cost. We need Russia against China. Having such a big country, which is not a democracy, a partner on our side, keeps Russia away from China. We also have to address what's happening in Ukraine. The Crimea Peninsula is gone. It's never coming back. That is a fact. So said Vice Admiral K. Achimshnoback, former German naval chief at the Institute for Defense Studies and Analysis, IDSA, on 21 January. Between US President Joe Biden's faux pas on a possible minor incursion into Ukraine by Vladimir Putin and Schnaubach's comments at the Delhi-based think tank last week, the Western coalition goose on Russia seems well and truly cooked. Schnaubach was forced to quit his high-profile job Sunday because of his recklessness, while Biden has since backtracked on his indiscretion. Russia will pay a heavy price if any of its troops cross the border into Ukraine, he has now said. But even before their talks in Geneva Friday on the matter of Ukraine, both US Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Russian counterpart Sergey Lavrov knew that this was hardly a Cold War type eye-to-eye confrontation, definitely not like the Bay of Pigs situation in 1962. And that the US was not going to defend Ukraine if Russia invaded. Over the next few weeks, both sides will make suitable noises and a settlement will likely be cobbled together. Certainly, after the Afghanistan debacle, the US does not have the stomach to fight someone else's war, not even Ukraine's. No wonder Taliban leadership is in talks with half of Europe's representative in Oslo, Norway, even as this article goes to the press. In fact, Blinken has promised in Geneva that the US will soon respond to Russian questions on Ukraine and NATO expansion in writing, just as the President Putin has demanded. So the question is, why has Germany's former naval chief been sacked for saying in Delhi what every leader around the world is privately thinking? Certainly, the Western coalition will hope that Schnaubach's forced resignation will mollify Ukraine. After all, he has clearly stated that Russia is not giving Crimea back. So the question is, if Western leaders are more or less agreed that Ukraine should remain part of Russia's informal sphere of influence, then why guillotine Schnaubach? In fact, it is worth hearing his IDSA speech in full, precisely because it is so clear and does not hide behind the rhetoric that most politicians employ as a matter of course. Here are three main points that Schnaubach makes in his IDSA speech. First, Putin wants the respect of the world and he should be given it. Let's for a moment look at the background. Soon after Putin became president in 2000, Russia asked to join NATO. Russia was still emerging from its Chechnya war and quite economically weak. Putin's argument was that since the Soviet Union was dead, former enemies could well become friends, but there was no response from NATO. How things have changed. Russia's international presence from Afghanistan to Libya to Kazakhstan is much greater today, just this month. Putin sent Russian troops to control the riots in Almaty, caused by a disaffected population striking over the price of fuel. This brings us to Schnaubach's second point, which is that Putin's Crimea grab in 2014 was about reasserting Moscow's supremacy in Ukraine. which, like the Baltic republics, the US has sought to make frontline state to Russia since the Soviet Union collapsed in 1992. Remember that the Black Sea Fleet in Sevastopol in the Crimea includes nuclear-capable cruisers and submarines, although the warheads are stored elsewhere in Russia. The Crimea Peninsula is gone. It's never coming back. This is a fact. We have to learn that political issues are factual questions, not emotions, Snowback said in his IDSA speech. According to Snowback, Putin's hard-nosed position on Ukraine is not really about a tiny strip of Ukraine soil, but the implied demand to be treated as an equal. Snowback indicates this should be easy to do, not only because giving someone respect is low cost, even no cost, but because the alternative is far worse. The West will be pushing Russia into China's embrace. This third point lies at the heart of Snowback's speech, that it's high time the free world begins to understand that China is the greater enemy, not Russia. He agrees that Russia is hardly a democracy, but says that the West must nevertheless continue to see it as a partner, because doing so keeps Russia away from China. China needs the resources of Russia, no doubt, to make itself more powerful, and is getting them because sometimes our sanctions are going the wrong way, Snowback says. Certainly, Snowback was showing the mirror to folks back home. He was pointing out that in this rough world, democratic nations should concentrate their attention on collectively fighting China's hegemonic power. He admits that former Chancellor Angela Merkel was unwilling to do so because her priority was to keep Germany's GDP up, and that the huge Chinese market persuaded her to follow that path. The new government in Germany, he indicates, will likely follow a more human rights-friendly path. Should India have a view on the Ukraine crisis, considering it has a little skin in the game? Certainly, India has close relations with both the US and Russia, the two key protagonists in this quarrel. Moreover, as India expands its ambitions and seeks to influence the world stage, it will increasingly be called upon to pick and choose and state its position. So in November 2020, India voted against a UN resolution sponsored by Ukraine on human rights violations in the Crimea, meaning it backed the Russian position against the US. Back in 2014, during the Manmohan Singh government, then National Security Advisor Shiv Shankar Menon had said that Russia had legitimate interests in the Crimea. That is why, in response to Snowback's surprisingly frank comments at the IDSA Friday, Director General Sujan Chinoy responded by saying, "We cannot agree with you more, as India has a strong strategic partnership with Russia and Russia is among our closest friends." Perhaps the Russian sale of sophisticated S-400 missiles to India has something to do with it. Or the supply of Russian equipment to Indian troops holding the LAC firm against China. Perhaps Snowback is right on this score as well, that Putin wants to wean himself away from Xi Jinping's embrace and is hoping leaders elsewhere like Narendra Modi and Joe Biden will throw him a lifeline. Still, Snowback, like a fiery cracker, will soon retire into the night, having momentarily illuminated the Ukraine crisis. Perhaps he may have spoken too much, but the fact remains that the rest of us are all the more richer for it. Thank you so much for listening. We will be back soon with another episode.